What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back, my friends. This is a very special episode of Dear Gabby. Recently, I shared the first part of my London talk that I led live. And today I'm going to finish it up with the second part of that really beautiful, heart-opening, amazing evening I spent in London. And there's just something so magical about what happened in that room. And as I spoke to this group of really beautiful humans, a common thread appeared. It was this idea that sometimes in our lives, we know exactly what we want, and we can see it, and we can feel it, but it still somehow seems really far from reach. And I think that maybe if you're listening, you're thinking, yeah, Gabby, I get that. I've been there. I understand that. And so in this episode, I have three remarkable people that joined me live on the stage in London. And we look really closely at each of their personal struggles to surrender and to trust the universe, even when their desires haven't come into form yet. And this is probably the most important, most valuable manifesting technique, which is to trust. And in this episode, I'm going to teach you how to use visualization tools that really helped me when I was manifesting my first book. And I'm going to show you how you can allow your vision to become your reality rather than force it, and to really shift your perspective and see how by releasing your attachment, you actually open invisible doors for possibilities. So this is such a gorgeous episode, and I'm really excited to share it with you. And I hope that you loved the last one. So this is a beautiful place to pick up again. Listen with your heart today. Listen to me, listen to all these beautiful guests and what they have to say, because you too can tap into that power that we talk about on this show and start to surrender more and trust more and really get out of the way so that you can let the universe catch up with your dreams.
Hi, baby. What's your name?
Carl.
So how can I serve you?
Can I just say how I got here today? So December, I was in a bit of a funk and I thought, what would Gabby say to me? And I thought, right, I'm going to ask for help and the universe is going to send some kind of message. And I just instantly relaxed and checked my emails and it came up, Gabby's going to be in London.
Ah.
So I booked my ticket. I thought, go along, next day, go to work. We need you to be in London on Friday the 13th. We're going to pay for your hotel to be there. The transport's paid for. And I was like, whoa. So when you said, put your hand up, I was like...
Carl, this is going to go in a book. This story is going in a book. You are meant to be with me right now. Yeah. So okay. Now you can ask me that question. What would Gabby say?
Still don't know. My question tonight is, I went through a really terrible breakup 2 years ago, like Kardashian level drama. And so in short, my ex of 8 years married someone else whilst we were still together. And I found out on Instagram whilst he was in the bathroom. And what I'm struggling with is that defining me. And I'm trying for that not to define me and really not wanting that to define what my future is, but I'm really struggling to disconnect from that drama. I lean on it a little bit. So I've told that story tonight and I love the gasps and I love that part of the drama as well. And I lean on that slightly as a coping mechanism, but I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want that to be me. I want to move forward. So I suppose it's, how do I disconnect from that and create something new and let go of that pain?
Mm. Well, one of my favorite quotes is the AMA quote, when an eggshell cracks from the outside, it's broken. But when it cracks from the inside, it's reborn. And so what I see right here for you right now is that while it was extraordinarily painful and Kardashian and all of the above, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to crack open to so much more of who you are here to be and to start to get your hand up for life, to get your hand up for life. To trust and to know that the people that enter into our life are these divine universal assignments that allow us to awaken different parts of who we are. And no matter how they end or begin, if we make the commitment that we're going to use these relationships as assignments and learn from them, no matter how painful they may be, they can offer us transformational opportunities. And so your readiness is very clear to me. If you were just right off the tail of this, when did this happen?
2 years ago on Monday.
Okay, there you go. So here we are, 2 year anniversary. If you were just off the tails of this, I'd be like, okay, well, there's some grieving, there's some mourning, there, take your time. It's been 2 years and you got up here and you said, I'm just ready for a new story. That readiness is enough to set the shift in motion. Inside this book, and if you already have it, I don't care, you can give it to somebody else. But inside this book, there's a chapter on universal assignments and how the universe is going to keep giving us a lot of the same stuff until we show up for it. And you're showing up already by just being a yes and a yes and a yes. Yes, I want some support. By saying, what would Gabby say? That was sending a prayer like, I need a miracle. It was your way of saying that, right? I need to see something differently. I need a different perception. That's the request for a miracle. And then boom, there I was. And then boom, the hotel was there. And then boom, you raised your hand. And then boom, I saw you. And it's all unfolding. Boom, 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 boom. Because of your readiness, because of your willingness, because you're ready to be not cheeky or cheeky. You're ready to be cheeky. Some of us need a little of that in our life, right? Some of us need to be that guy that raises his hand and says, yes, me, I want to be on there. I want to go there. I want to feel that. And so I want you to read the chapter about the universal assignments. But I'm asking you for a moment, what did you learn from this experience?
I think I learned that I entered into that relationship for all of the wrong reasons.
Yep.
And clung onto that relationship for all the wrong reasons as well. And I think going into another relationship, I would need to have radical honesty and being honest about what I actually want from that relationship rather than feeling trapped by it.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned quite a lot actually, considering I couldn't answer that when you first asked.
You learned a lot. And you also dodged a bullet. It sounds like you really dodged a bullet. Okay, baby. Okay. The answers are in that chapter, because here's the thing. If we don't do the work on ourselves to undo the belief systems that continue to put us in that same relationship over and over again, just with a different person, and whether that's career or romantic, whatever, it's going to keep showing up until you show up for it. And so for the last 2 years, you've been showing up for it, which has allowed you to be right here, right now. And then the next step is to read that chapter on how to... Have you read that book?
I have.
Yes, okay.
It's my favorite.
It's your favorite. Great. Well, now you've got the one I gave you. And... Bum, 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 bum. Have you had that one?
I have read that one as well, yeah.
Give that one to somebody that you meet tonight, okay? Give that one to somebody you meet tonight. But dig into that chapter in Universe, all about how the universal assignments will keep coming up until you show up for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my love? You're excellent.
Thank you.
You're excellent.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life can be really challenging, my friends, and we talk about that a lot on the show. We talk about the curveballs that we're thrown. We're talking about big moments that are life-changing and even the small stuff that really takes us out. And for me, without exception, the only way I can sustain and maintain my inner well-being is by having a weekly, consistent check-in and connection to someone that I trust deeply. And that's my therapist. I could do an entire episode on the value of my therapist. One day I'm going to have her on the show. And she's meant the world to me. She's changed my life. She's given me life. She's become someone I can trust. And that's why I love our sponsor today, BetterHelp. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. There are just incredible benefits. You have to trust me on this. If you've ever thought about giving therapy a try, this is probably the easiest way in. It's convenient, it's flexible, it's affordable, and it's entirely online. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And look, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. BetterHelp offers individual therapy, couples therapy, and even therapy for teens. And we need that for our teenagers more than ever. And so if you want to live a more empowered life and you want support on your journey and you no longer want to feel alone in it, check out BetterHelp. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/deargabby today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/deargabby. Life moves fast. Starbucks Ready to Drink Coffee delivers an uplifting boost that helps you tune into the moments that matter wherever you are. I am a serious coffee drinker, but I'm also a bit of a coffee snob. And I also do like to have a product that I can get real quickly. So even if I'm in my office or I'm on the run, and that's why I love Starbucks Ready to Drink Coffee. As a busy mom and a business owner, I'm always running around. And there's not a lot of time to brew a pot of coffee. And one of the things that I cherish most in my life is taking my son Oliver to school. And in the morning, when I'm trying to get his clothes on and I'm trying to make his lunch, I actually literally don't have time to make my coffee. So here we are. Starbucks has the Starbucks Ready to Drink Coffee. And it's really conveniently packaged for life on the go. I love that I can grab a bottle of the Starbucks Nitro and just drink it on my way to school with Ollie and feel like I'm just busting out the door, getting the show on the road. And it's always allowing me to have this effortless, seamless morning. It's taking about 5 to 10 minutes out of my day in the morning to help me get the show on the road. And I also love it because there are many good choices like Starbucks Nitro Cold Brew and Starbucks Frappuccino Chilled Coffee Drink, which comes in 4 delicious flavors, mocha, vanilla, coffee, and my husband's favorite, caramel. So enjoy every moment with Starbucks Ready to Drink Coffee. Starbucks coffee ready for right now. Shop the full lineup online or in store wherever you buy groceries.
Send them up, Jess.
Hello.
Yes, love. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. I am so happy to be with you, Leopard Lady. Talk to me, baby. What's your name?
Laura.
Laura. Laura the Leopard.
Always an animal print.
That's the animal print leopard. Yeah, that's what my cats are. They're Bengal cats. Oh my God, they're so pretty. Okay, sweetheart, tell me what's going on.
So I've been working for myself since 2020. and I love it. And it took me a while to find my niche, and I'm so comfortable with where I am. I've got a book coming out in March, which I'm so...
What's the title? What's the title?
Dream It and Do It.
Dream It and Do It.
Look, six steps into your dream life and business.
There you go, girl. Okay. So, Laura, how can I help you?
So I've got the book coming out. I'm sending it over on Monday. I'm doing the final edits, but I've got this huge fear. I've got a podcast, which is doing pretty well, but I've got this... Somehow the book feels really exposing. It feels like a whole new level of me being out there, and I find myself being frightened of what that will be. I want it to be successful, and I know it will be, but I'm scared of it too.
How does you telling your truth serve the reader?
Well, I've had four proofreaders, and they've all said it's like I'm talking to them, and they were so inspired by it. My mum cried, or she would, but she's proud of me. But I'm told that the message is really strong, and it is my truth. It's about you, the reader, but I've put stories of me in it too.
How do you want this book with all of your authentic stories to serve others?
So it is aimed at women. Sorry, men, you could read it. But I want women to pick it up, and I want them to read it and believe that they can take that idea of running their own business, of being their own boss, take it from that initial idea, which they quickly push away because I don't have the confidence or the self-belief, or I haven't got any money, or what if I fail, and actually work through the book to, by the end of it, going, I can do it. Of course I can do it. I've got it in me. The only person holding me back is myself, which is funny because that's what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
I see it now.
She's Dear Gabbying herself right here, right now. There we go. There we go. Are there any women in the room who are trying to aspire to be an entrepreneur? Yes. Okay. Right here in the audience, I want you to look at her, Laura. What do you want to tell her?
Is it you?
The red.
Oh, the red. You absolutely have it in you, and the only person who's holding you back from what you want to do is yourself.
And take a deep breath, Laura, and feel into the feelings of where you were when you were first starting out. Where were you, and what did you need to hear? What did you need somebody to tell you?
So when I first thought I wanted to work for myself, I believed it by about 5%, and 95% of me said, you can't do that. And then I worked on myself to flip it around. You're always going to have 5, 10%, which is nervous because that's life, but I turned it around. It is a journey, but it's about working on your mindset. It's about looking at those limiting beliefs. It's about assessing where you are. It's about looking at all the amazing things that make you you. It's about your gifts and your strengths and your talents. And it's about looking at all of that and creating a business that will give you freedom, flow, fulfillment, and fun.
I want you to take her face in and look at her beautiful red coat. And I want you in your meditation to visualize this woman. And I want you to see her holding the book. And I want you to see her feeling so deeply moved by that book and recognizing that she's no longer alone because somebody else has lived this. Trust that your vulnerability and trust that that authenticity that you've put into this book is going to serve her.
I love that. Thank you.
There you go. Great
job,
Thank
you so much.
Nice job. Nice job. Go, girl. Did everybody see that? Do you see how... Well, the second that she got grounded and just started to speak from her heart, she connected to the desire of service. And that feeling and that true commitment, not just the like, I'm going to serve you. When I first wrote my first book, Add More Ing to Your Life, I was 27 when I wrote it. And I remember visualizing this meditation where I would sit and I'd see this in my mind's eye, this young girl on the subway. Young 20-something girl on the subway, and she was like in her skinny jeans and little Keds sneakers, and she's reading Add More Ing to Your Life, and just tears are just pouring down her face. And I would feel my heart explode with love and appreciation and gratitude for the ability to help her. And that visualization became my reality. And young women all over the world started to come up to me saying, oh, that book changed my life. And that was the beginning of many more. And so the vision of what it is that you want to create, allow that vision to move you. Because when you're moved by your vision, that vision will move others. Okay. Mm-hmm. So cool. So cool. So cool.
If you're listening to the show, you know I am really, really conscious about what I put into my body. And I'm all about longevity. I'm all about caring for my entire system mentally and physically. And so I need some support. I really always do. And I've tried a lot of different supplements over the years. And that's why I can tell you hands down, Symbiotica is just great. It's extremely effective. And Symbiotica is a health supplement company designing sophisticated formulations that are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling nutritional gaps that result from the modern day diet. I loved this product so much that I wanted to have the founder on the show. The reason that this product is so effective is the bioavailable ingredients that have this advanced delivery system. So you've got your magnesium, L-threonate. We all need magnesium. And then liposomal vitamin C, which I take every day without fail. And the liposomal vitamin C helps with the immune system, of course, collagen production, and healthy aging. And they also have this amazing super greens formula that I love. I just know I'm getting everything I need in this one beautiful packet. And it helps support cellular detoxification, which is major. So I know there's a lot of supplements out there. I cannot emphasize enough how much I love this product. Visit symbiotica.com/Gabby for 15% off site-wide, or create your custom bundle and get 45% off. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com/Gabby. Code applies on top of custom bundle discount. I'm officially writing my 10th book, and I have no idea how that happened. It's really crazy. And sometimes I can get so hooked into the writing process that I actually forget to eat. I have water, I have coffee, and food becomes an afterthought. This is where Perfect Bar comes in. Perfect Bar is the perfect choice when I'm writing because I know it will give me the boost of protein I need to keep me going, and it's just good. It tastes good. It feels good. It's giving me all the 17 grams of whole food protein that I need. Oh my God, that's really a lot of protein. There's no aftertaste or chalky texture. It's just the perfect bar. It's just the perfect bar. And they're freshly made with nut butter, organic honey, and 20 organic superfoods. And did I mention 17 grams of whole food protein? And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Sometimes I cut up my perfect bars into little squares. I put them in the freezer, and it's like this incredibly healthy, delicious chocolate after dinner. And I make it my dessert. So good. Perfect Bar knows that it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text and upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they'll reimburse you for the cost of one bar directly into your Venmo or PayPal account. Pretty cool, right? All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/Gabby to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking.
All right, baby girl, come on up. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm sitting in front of you. I don't even know where to start. I have wanted to be sitting here for so many years. So I have read all your books, and I have to say they've been life-changing to me. I've done a lot of self-development, and I have a big dream, and slowly but surely my dreams have been coming true. I have a beautiful husband I've just married. Thank you. I have two gorgeous stepchildren. I was in a career that I wasn't very happy with, and I made the choice this year to change it. And now I'm in an amazing job. I'm really, really happy. There's just one little piece that's missing. I really want to have a baby. We've been trying for 5 years. We've been through 7 cycles of IVF, 3 miscarriages.
How many?
7.
Seven. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought you said 70. I was
like, oh, no. That one.
Seven. Well, okay. Okay. That's reasonable.
I think I could
okay.
go with that. Okay. I suppose my question is that I feel like I try and do everything. I just have this block and I feel like I'm blocking myself to make the miracle happen. Mm. And I just don't know where to go with it.
When it comes to becoming a parent, and you know I've written about this a lot, and here's your next, just reread it, give it to somebody else if you have it.
I'll treasure it.
Okay. Because in that book, I share my story. I've dedicated this book to my son, Oliver, because the years it took to create him are here. And the thing that I would notice myself saying was, I meet all these young women and I'm like, freeze your eggs if they're single. Or I'll be like, my biggest regret was that I didn't freeze my eggs. And it's like, no way. My greatest life choice was that I didn't do that personally because I had my son who he is now. So I want you to open your heart and your mind to the creative possibilities for becoming a mother. Often we, particularly when it comes to birthing, we want it to be one way, it has to be this way, there's only one way. And I'd like to point out one thing is that you just became a stepmother, so you're already mother, okay? There's a mother in your title. And so I want you first and foremost to decide, what kind of mother do I want to be to my stepchildren? And how can I begin to bring that into their life? Number one, okay? And then I want you to open up, and this is going to be a collaboration between you and your husband, but open up to what's possible. Open up to creative solutions. Open up to ways beyond what you might have thought were the only way. Because I'll tell you this, your child can come to you in many different forms, and sometimes not through your body, and sometimes there's different ways that these children can come into our life, or they can come out of nowhere, or whatever the story is. But the beauty is that that child, whoever that child may be that lands into your life, is exactly who is meant to be with you.
We've had many conversations. I'm blessed with my two stepchildren. They've been in my life for 7.5 years. We have an amazing relationship. Their mum allows me to be a mum as well.
Wow.
So I'm very, very lucky.
Beautiful.
I've just always wanted to, I've always been a person that wanted to get married, which I achieved. And I wanted to carry my own child.
Yep.
We've looked at other options and I feel like even with the IVF, maybe I'm trying to control it but I don't know how else
it
would
happen. One of my best friends went through 9 treatments of IVF, spent tons of money. And at some point she was just like, I want to carry a child and I'm ready to be a mother. And so she did an egg donor and she carried this pregnancy. I swear to you, this child is her. He is her. And he has her attitude and he looks just like the husband. And it's like, there's no other child that she would want in the world than this precious soul.
We've done that.
Okay.
It's all the options. But I just feel there's something within me. I've been doing a lot of work myself. And I think there's a lot of things, especially where you've been talking about the inner child, that's something from my childhood that's keeping, I don't know what it is. There's something really strong in me that feels like that.
So I'm not minimizing this. We all have a lot from our childhood that blocks us from what we desire, period. Got it? Everybody with me? We all have a lot that we are carrying around. That's my next book. Hold on to your seatbelt. Don't pee your pants. It's coming, okay? And so I'm not minimizing this at all. But if we have a desire that's as strong as it is, and we can feel it, she has a strong, strong desire, and I feel it, I want you to give it up and give it over and let it go and just open your heart to what's possible, to creative solutions for becoming a mother.
And I don't know how to do that. That is the thing. I don't know how to, because I try and let it go and I think I'm going to live my life.
I'm not suggesting that you let go of the dream.
Yeah.
I'm suggesting you let go of the how.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the universe has a plan far greater than yours. And so there is a how to a child that may just be different than the one that you thought of. And I didn't tell you the story of my friend to say, oh, go get an egg donor. That's not what I was saying at all. What I was telling you is this thing that she decided that had to require of her to have the openness and the willingness to change her perspective allowed her to have a child that became exactly who she knew he should be. So it wasn't what her plan was, and it unfolded to the child that was hers. And so my hope for you is to release the plan and the how. Yeah. Sound like a planner here.
Sorry?
You're a bit of a planner, huh? Yeah. Just open up to the idea that I'm willing to release the plan. That's enough right now. I'm willing to release the plan.
I know it's going to be my year this year, so.
I'd like you to do me a favor. I want you to open this deck while you're off stage, and I want you to pick a card. And I want you to put your hand on the deck. You take it off stage, and I want you to say, show me my message. I want you to pick the card, okay? And I'm going to come back to you. Okay, go. Anybody else that was not cheeky enough to speak up, that really has a burning desire, but no, seriously, get into your heart. Somebody that didn't speak up because they were afraid to. Okay, up there. Okay, up there. Okay, we have her. Now, sweetheart, just scream your question to me. Just say my question is and scream it to me because it's going to take too long. Scream it. How to surrender to the universe. Okay, and you had a difficult childhood and it's been blocking you from the feeling of how do I surrender? So a lot of times when we have very difficult experiences as children, one of the ways that we protect ourselves is by proving to the world that we are good enough. And so often we become workaholics. And I'm saying we because I recognize that very much in myself. And so we work. And all the working and doing is a way of not feeling. And so the core message for you all tonight before I write my next book is that if we do not tend to the parts of us that were left behind, then they will haunt us forever. And as we start to begin to open our heart and open our mind to what's possible and becoming curious about these younger parts of us, everybody with me? There's times in your life where you're like, oh, there's a part of me that just flips out when somebody gets mad at me, right? Or there's a part of me that's so rageful, or there's a part of me that overworks. These are all young parts of us that are protecting us from feeling deeper wounds. And so my request to all of you is start to just become curious about what that reactivity is about. Become curious. Just ask questions about the inside. Because we're talking a lot in these rooms about outside manifestations and outside desires. But the absolute greatest manifestation of your life is when you can tend to and connect to those younger parts of yourself and become the internal parent that they never had. So your homework for tonight, my love, is to just open your heart and become curious, all of you. Become curious about those parts of you that may feel blocked and become curious about those parts of you that may be holding you back and be compassionate to them. Be compassionate. And that's your step. That's your step tonight. Give me that card, Jess. Let's see that card. All right. This is the card for tonight. Oh my holy shitness. First of all, the card is, I surrender to a power greater than me. The image on the card is the blue butterfly, which is my sign for my son. And it's my spirit baby. It's my son. Not Oliver, but my son Owen, who came to me for 5.5 months and lived in my body and got to know what it was like to be loved by me for 5.5 months. And unfortunately, I had to let him go. But he is with me all the time. And I'm telling you right now, sister, he is my spirit baby. And he's speaking up loud for you right now. And he's saying, don't give up. Don't give up. You can't make this up, people. I surrender to a power greater than me. Take that with you. This is your card, my love. I'm leaving it right here on the step. Oh, I'll hand it to you. That is my son speaking to you. And that's my sign for babies, is the blue butterfly. Are you kidding me right now? So open your heart to what's possible, my friends. Open your heart to what's possible. There was a time in my life where I was really struggling, and I was actually here in London. I had done a talk in Germany. Right after the talk, flew to London, got on the stage in London. I was feeling so overwhelmed and completely bombed. It was like the worst talk I'd ever given. I hope you weren't in the audience. And then I got on that plane and I got on another plane that night to go back to Canada to give another talk. And I just sat there on the plane and I was crying and I was upset and I just was overworking and running and running and running. And I said, universe, show me a sign that I'm on the right track. Show me a sign that I'm on the right track. And I got to Canada and in the green room, I started to meditate. And in my meditation, I started to feel like there was angel wings behind me just holding me. And I felt that energy and I felt that presence and I felt so good. And I got on that stage and I felt that presence of these wings behind me. I got off the stage and I walked into the green room to pack up my things to get on another plane. And I saw my friend's husband. He was the only other person in the green room. And I was gathering all my things and he looks down at the table and he says, I don't know what this is. It's like a gem or something on the table. And he picks up it. I don't know why, Gabby, but I think this is for you. And it was this beautiful angel wing. And it said, believe. And I said, yeah, man, I think that's for me too. And I took that and I put it in my pocket and I never let it go. And I never let it go. And I said, that's my sign. That's my sign. I needed that sign. And 1 year later, I wound up back in Canada to give a talk. And I was at the book signing and I was signing books and I was signing books. And this young woman runs up to me and she's like, Gabby, Gabby, I was at your talk in Toronto and it was so amazing. And I somehow got backstage and I left this charm for you. It was an angel wing and it said, believe. I said, oh yeah, that was my sign. I want you to recognize that the universe is constantly in the support of not just the visions that you want to create and the manifestations that you want to bring into your life, but the universe is supporting your healing, your growth, your inner light. I love you, London. Thank you. 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 Mwah. Thank you. I will be back.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.